Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is My KUTX, our guest DJ show here on KUTX 98.9. I'm Art Levy, and this week we turn it over to Gina Chavez.
Soy gringa, en una tierra latina chelita, en un país central, quiero conocer todos lados. Desde soy a la cima de Salco, voy deprisa.
Gina Chavez cleaned up at this year's Austin Music Awards, winning Song, Album, and Musician of the Year. She's got a unique blend of styles, and on this episode, she takes us through her influences, Latin American rhythms, political lyrics, plus a pop-punk curveball. Always got time for one of those. You can see her full playlist at KUTX.org. Just look for My KUTX. Enjoy.
Hey everybody, this is Gina Chavez. I am taking over KUTX radio waves for the next hour and going to take you on a little journey of what has made me me as a musician. So I hope you guys enjoy the next hour of songs, and we're going to start it off with one of the songs, one of the tapes, cassette tapes, that I used to listen to all the time, which was on Lyle Lovett's Pontiac. This is called She's No Lady.
She hates my mama, she hates my daddy too. She loves to tell me she hates the things I do. She loves to lie beside me almost every night. Well, she's no lady, she's my wife. The preacher asked her and she said I do. The preacher asked me and she said yes he does too. The preacher said I pronounce you 99 to life. Son, she's no lady, she's your wife. And I can't remember how I met her. Seemed like she's always just been a hanging here off my right arm. And I can't remember how I ever thought that I just couldn't live without a woman's charm. And even though she loves the smell of French perfume, and even though she walks around in high-heeled shoes, well, all I know is I'm the one who pays her price. Man, she's no lady, she's my wife. She hates the things I do. She loves to lie beside me almost every night. Well, she's no lady, she's my wife. Well, she's no lady, she's my wife.
That was Lyle Lovett with She's No Lady. Once again, this is Gina Chavez. I am coming at you from KUTX, where I've taken over the radio waves. So I'm kind of choosing a song as I go along here, a song per section of my life to kind of be representative. So anyway, got love for some Lau, love it. Now we're going to take it to, gosh, I don't even know, 90s? It's got to be 90s something. With the Fugees, Killing Me Softly. And I think this song, especially Lauryn Hill, I mean, that voice, obviously she's just such a talent. But, you know, I think as far as female voices, I used to sing this song around the house all the time. So I will give this to you now. Fugees, Killing Me Softly.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Yo, this is why Clef Refuge cries well. Little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this roast, I got my girl L. One time, one time. Hey yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes.
Softly.
Who doesn't love that song? Killing Me Softly with his song by the Fugees. Once again, this is Gina Chavez, and I was just remembering that Lauryn Hill, she was in Sister Act 2. Come on, any shout-outs? We actually used to watch that all the time, and I guess it was middle school choir. Yeah, so I grew up here in Austin, and I went to Lamar Middle School, and whenever we had a sub, we would request that movie, like the entire class, and we'd all freak out and we'd watch it. I swear we watched it like 20 times in 1 year. Anyway, so shout out to Lauryn Hill. Okay, so now we're going to take you to high school, and this is kind of my guilty pleasure. I used to listen to a lot of Green Day, and I'm kind of ashamed to admit, but kind of not. Blink-182, Eve 6. who doesn't get into, like, you know, I don't even know what, pop punk or something. So anyway, so this is Green Day, Basket Case.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just up? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's lack of sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my wife and buzz, it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding. I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Grasping to control, so I better hold on. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I not
was just playing some really mad pencil drums just then. So Green Day, Basket Case. So now we're gonna take you straight down to the more somber side of Gina with Patti Griffin. She probably inspired almost every female songwriter that I know that is my age. And, you know, just especially being somebody that was local, somebody that I was able to see in concert, and just her lyrics, her ability to craft such simple songs. You know, they might be two or three chord songs, but oh man, they're straight to the heart. So anyway, so we're going to go to Patti Griffin, Rain.
Thank you. listen to a hard, hard, hard beating close to mine, pounding up against the stone and steel walls that I won't climb. Sometimes the hurt is so deep, 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 you think that you're gonna drown. Sometimes all I can do is weep, weep, weep with all this rain falling down. Strange how hard it rains now. Rows and rows of big dark clouds, but I'm holding on underneath their shroud. Give up the fight. Some things you want will just never be right. It's never rain like it has tonight before. Now I don't wanna beg you, baby, for something maybe you could never.
Me back. Once again, this is Gina Chavez. I am coming at you from KUTX, where I've taken over the radio waves. A lot of people know the story of me going to see Toni Price at the Continental Club and picking up a guitar after that, which is funny because she doesn't play guitar, but I think in my mind I was like, I want to do that and I don't want to have to wait for somebody to play for me. So I picked up a guitar, but My roommate in college, Lacey, she was so integral to kind of music education as far as songwriters, and she was playing guitar. We actually lived in the same dorm at UT, and it was a kind of a small house. It used to be a co-op. And I saw her, it was like the first week I was there, and I saw her coming down from the upstairs. There's a balcony outside, and she was coming down from upstairs with a guitar, and I was like, huh. There's another girl with a guitar. And, so I kind of stopped her and I said, hey, I just learned to play guitar. Like, I'd love to, get together and we can kind of play some songs together. And of course, I could play like two chords really badly. But she was the one that really kind of introduced me to Patti Griffin and a lot of other songwriters. And we would sit there and we'd do covers and we'd sing harmonies. And it was just a really cool time. Very early Gina songwriter education. So shout out to Lacey. I love you. So another thing that we would go do is, this is an former Austin band, and part of the part of them are still here, but the Hudsons. So I actually went to high school with Hudson Miller, who was one of the Hudsons, and so it was Brian Hudson, Hudson Miller, and Phoebe Hunt, who is still here in Austin and doing great things. So anyway, this is Bowling Green by the Hudsons.
Well, the Bowling Green flag football team, they never won a game. And season after season, well, the record was the same. Another 0-14, every year was the same thing. The Bowling Green flag football team, they never won a game. Everybody wondered why they sucked. Well, some folks said that it was just bad luck. Some folks said that they all smoked pot, or that there was something in the water. And the Bowling Green flag football team, they never won a game. Well, they got this new coach, his name was Big Jim Brown, and he said he was gonna turn the team around. And a new quarterback by the name of McLean, he was the best they'd seen in Bowling Green. And the Bowling Green flag football team, they never won a game. Well, the Calgary flag football team, they never lost a game. Running up the score on Bowling Green, those boys didn't have no shame. This year all of that was gonna stop, 'cause Bowling Green was coming out on top. And the Bowling Green flag football team, they never won a game. And everybody got all pumped up, the pom-pom squad and the booster club, and all the pretty girls came to cheer Bowling Green came out that year. And the Bowling Green flag football team, they never won a game. They took the field against Calgary, and they were ready for the town to see. The hours and the hours of sweat and blood, and dragging each other through the mud. Well, they didn't want fortune and they didn't want fame. All that they wanted was to win that game. They fought real hard, stuck to their guns, gave the best they had, and they lost real bad. And the Bowling Green flag football team, they never won a game. Well, them Bowling Green boys, Lord bless their hearts, they tried real hard, but they weren't too smart. Well, the reason why they would always lose is Bowling Green players don't tie their shoes. So the next time you're out playing ball, you better tie your laces so that you don't fall. And don't be like those Bowling Greenites. You gotta keep your shoestrings tied up tight. If you want to win, well, you sure enough got it if you keep your laces double knotted. And the Bowling Green flag football team, they never won a game.
So good. I want to say Hudson Miller is in New York City right now, and I know he had a band called the Gold Magnolias. I'm not sure if they're still out there doing their thing, but he's one talented guy, and I hope he's still making music. So let's see. Now we're going to take you to the point in my musical career when things took a turn. So I went to Argentina for a study abroad when I was in college, and it was there that I heard this rhythm called a chacarera. And even though the song that I chose is not actually in that rhythm, one of the songs I play later is. But this is one of the voices that just really, just completely changed my world. Her name is Mercedes Sosa, and she was from Argentina. But this is a song called Solo Le Pido a Dios. And so I just want you guys to, we're going to take you to Argentina with this one, with Mercedes Sosa.
Vamos a cantar todos juntos. Gracias. Otra.
Vamos. Ahora lo vamos a cantar todos.
Todos juntos, por favor. Gracias, muchas gracias.
I love that that's a live version because, I mean, you could just hear the power in that room. And I think one of the things that really struck me about Mercedes Sosa and a lot of the singers and the songwriters of what's called the Nueva Trova or Nueva Canción movement in Latin America is it was this very political, and not even so much political maybe, but very social justice oriented type of music that came out. And man, like the lyrics of that song that we just heard, I mean, it's basically solo le pido a Dios means like I only ask God, like I ask God this one thing, and it says that I am not indifferent to pain, to injustice. You know, it talks about that I won't be indifferent to the battle that's being waged, that is hardly waged for those who don't have a voice, you know, for those who are struggling. And this whole movement, that's what it was about. I mean, they were fighting against corrupt governments, and people in Argentina alone, 70,000 people from Argentina were disappeared by their own government. I mean, it's awful, the kind of stuff. And they're still, we're still living it, you know? So anyway, so that kind of music just, I mean, it hit me in the rhythm of it, it hit me in the meaning of it, and has very much informed the songs that I've been creating. Once again, this is Gina Chavez. I am coming at you from KUTX, where I've taken over the radio waves. So we're going to stay in Argentina, but kind of fast forward to a more contemporary artist. This guy's name is, he goes by the name of Chancha Villarcircuito, which means Chancha, it's kind of weird. It's pig circuitous route. but he basically used to ride this train. He's a DJ, and he used to ride this train from the outskirts of Buenos Aires into the city to go play his DJ sets. And he rode on a train that was known as La Chancha. They called it the pig. And he blends these sounds from, you know, from his homeland, but then puts them in almost like, it's a very modern spin, and sometimes even mechanical sounding, that almost calls to mind a train. So anyway, so this is Chancha Villarcircuito with Keminoken.
Sol de los arenales, regada en sangre del bravo Saigüen. Grito que está volviendo en tu desbocado otro pehuenche, en tu desbocado otro pehuenche.
En piedras blancas y turbias corrientes.
agreste vientre de tus bardas. Quiere Rayen dormirse, tiemblan sus entrañas enamoradas. Aguas que van, quieren volver. Aguas que van, quieren volver. Río arriba del canto prendido, Neuquén,
Chancha Virsicuito with Kimi no Ken, and the singer, who's actually, it's a sampled version of his cover of that song, Kimi no Ken. His name is Jose Larralde, and he's also from Argentina. But that's a lot of what Chancha does. He kind of samples things, and then, you know, just brings them into this really interesting mix of folk and contemporary. So I'm still following his career, and he's a very, very interesting character from Argentina. Once again, this is Gina Chavez. I am here in the KUTX studio. They gave me the keys and said, hey, why don't you play some songs? So I'm taking you on a bit of a journey of my musical career, the things that have inspired me. So we are going to take it to Spain with an artist. Her name is Bebe. And I love Spanish singers and the things they can do with their voice, something I will master at some point. Anyway, but this is a song called Malo, and it's a very hard-hitting song. It's essentially about an abusive husband, and it's the wife's response to him.
Apareciste una noche fría, uno lo ataba con sucio y a ginebra. El miedo ya me recorría mientras cruzaba los deditos tras la puerta. Tu carita de niño guapo se la ha ido comiendo el tiempo por tu vena. Y tu inseguridad machita se refleja cada día en mi lagrimita. Una vez más no, por favor, que estoy cansada y no puedo con el corazón. Una vez más no, mi amor, por favor, no grites que los niños duermen. Una vez más no, por favor, que estoy cansada y no puedo con el corazón. Una vez más no, mi amor, por favor, no grites que los niños duermen. Voy a volverme como el fuego, voy a quemar tu puño de acero y del morado de mis mejillas saldrá el valor para cobrarme las heridas. Malo, malo, malo eres, no se daña quien se quiere, no. Tonto, tonto, tonto eres, no te pienses mejor que la y el sol vuelva a salir cuando te vas. Y la penita de mi corazón yo me la tengo que tragar con el fogón. Mi carita de niña linda se ha ido envejeciendo en el silencio. Cada vez que me dices puta se hace tu cerebro más pequeño. Una vez más no, por favor, estoy cansada y no puedo con el corazón. Una vez más no, mi amor, por favor, no grites que los niños duermen. Una vez más no, por favor, estoy cansada y no puedo con el corazón. Una vez más no, mi amor, por favor, no grites que los niños duermen. Voy a volverme como el fuego, voy a quemar tu puño de acero y del morado de mis mejillas saldrá el valor para cobrarme las heridas. Malo, malo, malo eres, no se daña quien se quiere, no. Tonto, tonto, tonto eres, no te pienses mejor que la
ya saldrá el balón pa' cobrarme las heridas. Malo, malo, malo eres, no se daña quien se quiere, no. Tonto, tonto, tonto eres, no te pienses mejor que las mujeres. Malo, malo, malo eres, no se daña quien se quiere, no. Tonto, tonto, tonto eres, no te pienses mejor que las mujeres. Malo, malo, malo eres.
So that was Bebe with Malo. She's from Spain. And I would also encourage you to look up the lyrics to that song. Very in your face. And beautiful at the same time. So this song is representative of, gosh, an entire body of work the one that we're going to go to. It's from Calle 13. They kind of got their start there as a Latin hip hop duo and kind of crass, you know. But gosh, then they grew up. And the song Latino America is basically kind of their tribute to Latin America. And this is also a take on the chacarera, which is that rhythm that just still fascinates me to this day. It's this six count kind of a loping, pounding, just a heartbeat of a rhythm. Calle 13, Latino America. And once again, this is Gina Chavez.
Soy lo que dejaron, soy toda la sobra de lo que se robaron. Un pueblo escondido en la cima, mi piel es de cuero, por eso aguanta cualquier clima. Soy una fábrica de humo, mano de obra campesina para tu consumo. Frente de frío en el medio del verano, el amor en los tiempos del cólera, mi hermano. El sol que nace y el día que muere, con los mejores atardeceres. Soy el desarrollo en carne viva, un discurso político sin saliva. Las caras más bonitas que he conocido, soy la fotografía de un desaparecido. La sangre dentro de tus venas, soy un pedazo de tierra que vale la pena una canasta con frijoles. Soy Maradona contra Inglaterra, anotándote dos goles. Soy lo que sostiene mi bandera, la espina dorsal del planeta en mis cordilleras. Soy lo que me enseñó mi padre, el que no quiere a su patria, no quiere a su madre. Soy América Latina, un pueblo sin pierna, pero que camina. Oye,
tú no puedes comprar al viento, tú no puedes comprar al sol, tú no puedes comprar la lluvia, tú no puedes comprar el calor, tú no puedes comprar las nubes, tú no puedes comprar los colores, tú no puedes comprar mi alegría, tú no puedes comprar mis dolores, tú no puedes comprar al viento, tú no puedes comprar al sol, tú no puedes comprar la lluvia, tú no puedes comprar el calor, tú no puedes comprar las nubes, tú no puedes comprar los colores, tú no puedes comprar mi alegría, tú no puedes comprar mis dolores.
Tengo los lagos, tengo los ríos, tengo mis dientes pa' cuando me sonrío, la nieve que maquilla mis montañas. Tengo el sol que me seca y la lluvia que me baña. Un desierto embriagado con peyote, un trago de pulque para cantar con los coyotes. Todo lo que necesito tengo a mis pulmones respirando azul clarito, la altura que sofoca. Soy las muelas de mi boca mascando coca, el otoño con sus hojas desmayadas, los versos escritos bajo la noche estrellada, una viña repleta de uva, un cañaveral bajo el sol en Cuba. Soy el mar Caribe que vigila las casitas haciendo rituales y agua bendita, el viento que peina mi cabello. Soy todos los santos que cuelgan de mi cuello. El jugo de mi lucha no es artificial, porque el abono de mi tierra es natural.
Tú no puedes comprar el viento, tú no puedes comprar el sol, tú no puedes comprar la lluvia, tú no puedes comprar el calor, los colores, tú no puedes comprar mi alegría, tú no puedes comprar mis dolores, no se puede comprar un vento, no se puede comprar un sol, no se puede comprar la lluvia, no se puede comprar un calor, no se
con orgullo. Aquí se comparte, lo mío es tuyo. Este pueblo no se ahoga con marullo. Y si se derrumba, yo lo reconstruyo. Tampoco pestañeo cuando te miro, para que te recuerdes de mi apellido. La operación Cóndor invadiendo mi nido. Perdono, pero nunca olvido, oye.
Vamos caminando, aquí se respira.
Was Calle 13 with Latino America, a true anthem of the contemporary kind. And so that song, gosh, all these songs, please go look up the lyrics. One of my favorite lines, it says, Latino America, un pueblo sin pierna, pero que camina. That basically means like a people without legs, but that walk. And I think it's a perfect description of Latin Americans, and especially what I've kind of discovered in my travels is that talk about the resilience and hope of a people that have been through some stuff. and it just continues to inspire me. And talk about inspiration. Gosh, I just went and saw one of the best live concerts I have seen in my life. And it was Brandi Carlile. Oh, that girl can sing. So I'm going to give you a little English here since we've been doing a lot of Spanish. And this is one of her latest off of her new album, The Fire Watcher's Daughter, and this song is called The Things I Regret.
Can't quite
So this is Gina Chavez. Oh, gosh, this has been so much fun. I've seriously had a great time just sharing some of the history of what makes Gina Gina as far as my music. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, KUTX. This is my KUTX. And if you want to see the playlist or go listen to the show, you can find the full episode at KUTX.org and look for my KUTX. There's a ton of great guest DJ sets. I encourage you to go check them out. And I hope to see you at a show sometime. I have a 6-piece band. We do I take you on a journey, just like I've taken you on a journey today. We've got English, we've got Spanish, we've got dance stuff, we've got thoughtful, introspective songwriter things. So we'd love to see you out at GinaChavez.com. You can get all the good stuff. So I'm going to close it out with French. And this is an artist who is basically huge in every other part of the world except for here. And he is phenomenal. Stromae is from Belgium. And he's such an interesting character. I just encourage you to go look him up. His videos are incredible. And this is a song called Papa Ute, which means Father, where are you? His father was killed in the Rwandan genocide. And he kind of infuses a lot of African and Latin rhythms into kind of a dance, electronic dance music. So I'm going to take you out with Stromae, Papa Ute.
Dites-moi d'où il vient, enfin je saurai où je vais. Maman dit que lorsqu'on cherche bien, on finit toujours par trouver. Elle dit qu'il n'est jamais très loin, qu'il part très souvent travailler. Maman dit travailler c'est bien, bien mieux qu'être mal accompagné. Pas vrai? Où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins 1000 fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Quoi, qu'on y croit ou pas, y'aura bien un jour où on n'y croira plus. Un jour ou l'autre, on sera tous papa, et d'un jour à l'autre, on aura disparu. Serons-nous détestables? Serons-nous admirables? Des géniteurs ou des génies? Dites-nous qui donne naissance aux irresponsables, hein? Dites-nous qui? Tiens, tout le monde sait comment on fait des bébés, mais personne sait comment on fait des papas. Monsieur, je sais tout, on aurait hérité, c'est ça. Faut le sucer de son pouce ou quoi? Dites-nous où c'est caché, ça doit faire au moins 1000 fois qu'on a bouffé nos doigts. Hey! Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Papa, dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins 1000 fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Hey, où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins 1000 fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Hey. Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es?
Austin's Gina Chavez was the guest DJ this week on MyKUTX. You can see her playlist and listen to all the episodes at kutx.org.